Log Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there. I'm doing the best I can, as fast as I can, as usual. Something's never changed, Jacqueline. You know the drill.
Oh, right now, life is really colorful. There's a lot of moving parts in this one, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's like I can't get caught up no matter how hard I try. And I try to get all super organized and everything. And then the next day I say, oh, dear, I forgot this. I forgot that. I forgot this, really. So, and I can't even really blame it too much on Mercury, even though Mercury's not completely out of its shadow until the 25th. I really have to blame it on me that I put too much on my friggin' plate again.
Well, you know. That you have to look out for. It is about self-care. It is about that.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's all good. Like I said, I have no complaints about that. Starting a couple new things here locally and meeting a lot of new spiritual people and everything, we're really coming together. We've got two major things that are going on here that have developed just over the past year. And both of these two businesses are spiritual in their nature, and they're all working together, even though they're in two different cities here. They're that close to each other. And it's just been amazing to come in together, you know, really wanting to reach out and help people to heal, to learn, to know, you know, and get some comfort in this time of great change. It's just beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see.
Oh, yeah, you know. And you know, with these planets moving into the Aquarian energy, it really gives that unity. And I have seen stronger spiritual communities right now more than ever, again, coming together and working together a little bit stronger. Even in our little Florida area, Vero Beach has really become a great place where all, you know, all the businesses there, you know, between yoga and, you know, all the different types of modalities, bookstores, things like this, all of them are coming together and really having that unity of you know, promoting each other, promoting what's going on in their spiritual endeavors there, and really getting it out to the world.
Absolutely. It's time. You know, it's a time that we get more and more united, and I think people are starting to feel it. It's like whenever I go out, I just try to be kind to everybody. I say hi, even I have my mask on. If I'm like, I can't, how are you doing today, you know, whatever. I make the extra effort to bring the vibes up, even when I'm just going grocery shopping, you know. Because, you know, I think it just helps people sometimes. Like I'll notice that they have a cute pair of pants, or I'll look at their boots and say, whoa, those are cute, you know, whatever. I just try and spread a little cheer wherever I'm going, you know. And
it's
that seems
thing.
To be working out. Yeah, yeah.
It is. It's
and,
a good thing. You know,
yeah,
in Germany, it's an interesting thing because their society actually expects people to interact with people. When if you're walking by somebody and you don't acknowledge them in some way, shape, or form, they find that offensive. And
it's an insult. I know. My dad used to talk about that. Yep. Yep.
So, so here again, yeah. I think it's time right now to bring that back and bring that into.
Yeah, it's enough that we're being segregated with masks and stuff like that. We've been afraid to commune and stuff outside of our home anymore and all that. I want to do everything I can to make it a little bit better. It's just one thing, but when you put them all together, it means something.
Well, it is. Each and every individual, and it's all about personal responsibility. All that Capricorn energy that we just got through moving through, and it's still, you know, again, have some planets still in there that are moving through it, you know, most specifically Mars and Venus. But, you know, it's all about, again here, finding out. And we've been through this sector of finding out really what is our truth, what is our personal responsibility as an individual, okay? And so this is a time period that we went through. So now that we're going through that time period, it's all of a sudden with everything going into Aquarius over the next couple months, we're going to have this whole thing blossoming into bringing it out and having more of that socialization, having more of that acknowledgement and that communal respect. At least I hope. People have learned that
right.
from this time period.
Yeah, well, I like the fact that tonight Mars and Venus are kissing in Capricorn right before Valentine's Day, and they're trying to Uranus. There could be sudden proposals. There could be sudden elopements because, again, making love real. Mars being exalted in Capricorn. You know, the man says, will you marry me? I mean, really? I took one look at this chart, and it made my heart leap for joy. I'm saying, it's not going to happen to everybody, but it's going to happen to quite a few people. This is a major thing that's going on because Uranus hasn't sat on this star for 84 years. Okay, come on. So I was like, wow, this is really cool.
It is. You know, that's such a,
yeah.
You know, and expect the unexpected right now. Again, this is all an interesting journey at this point in time, and that's a beautiful expression to have at this. Quality of life and sharing love with another individual is one of the best things you could ever do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think of this full moon coming up, Jacqueline?
I'm not a big fire fan. Oh, fire. For, I know. A lot of people do this. But, you know, on the other hand, again, it opens it up to that creative endeavor. It opens it up. You know, you're talking about Leo energy, which is that heart love, and it's at its energetic degree. So it really gives that full richness to it, again, here. This is all about the heart. This is all about love. And those emotions on that full moon will be really interesting to see.
Yes, yes, and what I really liked about this chart is because the Aquarian sun is on the cusp and the moon is on the cusp, I think most people do want to be in love and they do want to adore someone, but they don't want to lose their individuality. They don't want to do role playing. They don't want, like, okay, say they've been dating for a few years and then they decide to get married. They don't want it to change. Okay, they don't want to lose who they are. You know, they don't want to do the role-playing thing. And because it's in a grand square with the dragon, the north and south node, I think that should be understood before those vows are expressed, actually. Just to put that out there, because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, I wanted to mention that on the show tonight. But I actually like the chart overall. I do because, again, Pluto and Mercury are both in trine to the head of the dragon, too, on the full moon. So, again, you're empowered if you keep your commitments, but you also do your own individual due diligence for what you're seeking, your spirituality, your desires. I just thought it was an interesting mix in the chart, that's all.
It is. And, you know, it is about that. Again, we're going through a time where it definitely is that you're gaining your personal power. And to have that mixture is the way it should be, to where you don't get lost in somebody else or cater to somebody else's needs or be dependent on somebody else. It is about keeping your independence and individuality and following yours alongside the other. That's what makes the best relationships.
Right. because it is supposed to be a conjugal existence, not an overpowering, you know. At least that's what I believe. But what I know, I'm just a fortune teller, Jacqueline. but it's true when you look at it and stuff. I mean, I deal with so many people from different walks of life, different wants, needs, and desires, like you do. And you know what? Each one is a precious child of the divine to me. And I just help them sometimes just get to the next step or look at things from a different perspective. And help people getting through right now, I think, has been the big theme during this pandemic for me. Have you found the same thing in your practice?
It is. I find it fascinating how the planets always have such a harmony with what's going on down here, because again here, this pandemic brought us in, okay? The pandemic was a symptom. What really truly was going on in the stars was that inner journey for all of us. And it did make a lot of people really have to look within themselves. So during this period of time, in this introspection time, yeah, I can say that it does, and I advise everybody that it does. It to stand outside of yourself, whether it be with another individual or to really look at something in another person's point of view in a different way, this is the best time that it could be. Because, again, here, it expresses it out in such a different way once we look at ourselves first. And so, yeah, I've been working with people really understanding themselves. I'm going through an astrology class right now, which is a nice size class because people really want to understand their chart now, and they really want to start looking into deeper of who their soul is, what their sound is. And to do
nice.
That alongside them, and here again, it makes them better for their mate by really knowing themselves and really standing for their truth.
I love that. But I know you love your teaching. You're so amazing, girlfriend. That's awesome. I suppose we should take some callers because it's Super Bowl Sunday, but we do have people on hold. I was wondering. I thought, maybe everybody's going to be watching the game, but no. We have people calling in. Okay.
Let's do that.
All right. Area code 256, you're on the air. Area code 256.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Oh. This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, Kimberly from Georgia. God bless, girl. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Doing well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
All right. That's outstanding.
Yep. Having a lot of fun.
Good.
What about you?
Oh, I'm on a scale of 1 to 10. Oh, about a 7.
Ooh, we got to lift that up a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just, you know, kind of weary in this career of mine, and it's time for change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This has been long-standing, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yep. Were you born in Alabama?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Correct.
So I don't have it saved your new location because I relocate so many people, especially during the pandemic. So I don't usually keep their current location and stuff like that on my computer. I probably should do that, don't you think? Dang. All right, so what's your question tonight?
So my question is in reference to a new career. Or navigating out where I am right now because my soul cannot take another year in the public school system. And I'm just, you know, I just want to know the next steps.
Okay. All right. I was going to look at you against the chart tonight. Nope. I'm going to go ahead and look at you against the full moon because the full moon is a completion cycle and it's coming up here soon, 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a look at that.
Okay.
And that's going to give me a little bit more thing if you're getting ready to go through a completion cycle. That's
okay.
What it sounds like you want to be. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we know, because you're very psychic in your own right, and I just want to acknowledge that. We talked to you quite a bit. And so you're already feeling it, but sometimes the psychic energy is so strong that you feel it before it's time for it to actually transpire. Because sometimes the third eye does not necessarily honor time, okay, as much as intention. It's just so you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Right.
And that might be what it is that you are seeing your future. But it may not be just exactly the right time. We have had a lot of retrogrades. We've had a lot of Capricorn planets, which tend to slow things down. And that's part of the problem. But anyway, let's take a peek and see what we can see for you.
Well, they are slowing them down. What do you want to do, Kimberly? Where do you want to go? What direction do you want to take this now? Besides being out of school.
I'd like to go in the field of management, coaching, eventually have my own business. I'm also into healing as well because I'm thinking about or in the process of making my own herbal tinctures. So that's
notions of potions. All right, you're a notions of potions girl. I like tinctures. I'm sorry that that's the way I call it, but the scorpion energy likes to transform. Okay, and it really likes those notions and potions and mixing different things. The alchemist or the alchemy of it. Okay,
yeah,
is really an awesome thing for you. You know, it is making you look into this right now. And Aphrodite was talking about all these Capricorn planets and how they're slowing you down, and they're really making you set a new foundation for your personal values and beliefs. This is the reason why I've got to get out of here, is your attitude, okay? Is because it's not matching your personal values and beliefs. And so it's pushing you to do this. Do I like coaching for you? Do I like notions and potions for you? Absolutely. I think you should be starting to set that business, set that foundation for that at this point in time. You can feel it. You're highly intuitive. You can't tell me you're not intuitive of all people on this earth, okay?
Yeah.
You got all that scorpion energy, okay? And that's just deep and intense and way intuitive, okay? So you can feel this, and it is time for you to get out into your community and to start announcing who you are, because Jupiter is still transiting your third house, and this is where you want this, to get out to the community and to get out to the neighborhood. So I would not only be pursuing, you know, what you're going to be doing as far as your business is concerned, but I would be going out to the neighborhoods and I would be saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. Here's my business card. This is what I'm doing. And I would start to set that foundation for that business right now is what I'm telling you, because I think it's a perfect time to set a foundation for a new business for you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. And I want to tell you one thing. This is how much I appreciate your psychic talent, okay? Now, Saturn's only in Aquarius every 29 years, okay? And Aquarius has to do with, again, being in the light, all for one for all, the universal directive, all that good stuff. And it is squaring both your Jupiter and your Mercury and even your Venus in your natal chart right now in Scorpio. But more importantly, it's squaring your natal Saturn in Taurus, okay? So what you want to do is you want to put out what you offer to an organization that's already established. In other words, you need to be doing what I call a feeding. And that's what Jacqueline's talking about, too. All right, so you have these tinctures, you have these things that you're working on, and you do want to be a coach. Now, are you certified as a coach?
I am not. I'm certified as a teacher, no.
Okay. Because if you get a certification as a coach, and I want you to know you can do that, and you can do most of it online, but there's only one or two that are international as far as the coaching programs, okay? And if you're going to invest in something like that for yourself, I would like to see you do it so that every door can open, okay? There's other ones
okay.
you can do locally, but you also have to find out what the rules are where you live now, okay? But I think if you get the coaching degree, you might have a health food store nearby. You might want to let them know that you're doing coaching for people. You're helping them make smarter choices as far as their apothecaries. I so agree with Jacqueline. I would start local, but I would, because the third house energy with Jupiter, I would look into the three county area or the three state area to start to seed yourself out there. Now, because you have so much energy in your 12th house, I don't care if you get a website, get a Facebook page, get something where you can reach out to people and let them know what you're doing, who you are, what your mission statement is, okay?
Okay.
Put it together. You've got so many squares right now with Saturn and Aquarius, and the Sun, of course, is getting ready to leave. Mercury is just getting ready to go through Aquarius for the next month. And then a very unusual thing is going to be happening, my friend Kimberly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Both Venus and Mars are kissing in Capricorn right now. But on March 7th, they both enter Aquarius within 3 minutes of each other. 3 minutes. I look back 1,000 years, this has never happened. So that's your kickoff point. March, you can already realize people are really interested in what you're doing. Get to work now is what I'm going to tell you today. Okay?
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Do you agree, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. You know, and it's funny because that's dead on her moon. Okay, so this is a whole new emotional beginning.
I know. Awesome. Yeah.
Great. Follow your passion. Follow your truth. I can't say that enough, Kimberly. Follow it because you will get it.
All right. You keep us posted, girl, because we're behind you 1,000%.
Thank you so much. That was very helpful.
All right. God bless you, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you. God bless y'all, too. Have a good evening.
Happy Valentine's. Okay, bye. Wow. What a trip. A lot of squares in there, boy. I was like, woo. But, again, you have to have the squares because the squares are a reflection of a challenge we feel inside of ourselves we need to meet. And people are afraid of them. I'm like, okay, bring it on, man. You know, really? Am I crazy? Oh, yeah. Ready for the next one? You're ready for the next one?
Yes, I'm ready for the next one. Let's go.
Okay. Area code 216, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful, other than the snow again. Oh, thought it was done, but we got more today.
We got some today, but very little. Where do you live?
In Ohio.
Oh, yeah, you guys got hurt. You guys got hurt a little bit, yeah. Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. But it's
all
good. It
was worse a couple of weeks ago, so hey.
That's right.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Sharon. You should have me in there. I haven't called for a few months. It's September 1st, 1965.
I thought it was you.
Yes.
That's a strong effect. You're on the west side, right?
I am. I sure am.
Yeah. I remembered that, too. So, what would you like to know from us tonight?
Well, I want to look the next few months of my career. I have my first annual review this Thursday. They skipped me last year because I just made the border, you know, so they didn't do me. So it's been 2 years. I'm just nervous and for this review. Oh, my, it's just the big boss. She's coming in person. It's the first time I've met her. She's doing everyone in person, but still, I love my job. I just hope I get a good review. You should get a bonus, you know, just what are you picking up in my career?
Did you say December 1st or December 1st?
September Virgo.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay.
Yep, you usually find me. You have a couple Sharons, you said.
I know. It's crazy. I have to learn to organize things more. I'm a hoarder on my computer. I just got a notification yesterday. Your inbox is almost full. You're at 90%.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh.
I have kept things from 2010, Sharon. It's pathetic.
Oh, that's funny.
It's okay.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. I like the aspects to your chart during this period of time.
First of all,
I like the aspects that are going on in your chart at this time for your career.
Okay.
First of all, you have a guardian angel over your shoulder. Jupiter is transiting through your 10th house of career at this time. Okay? So there's a great blessing line there just in itself. Now,
good. It
is opposition to all your Virgo planets. Okay?
Okay.
So it's doing some rebalancing at this point in time. Okay? On top of that, those Virgo planets are in trine to all those Capricorn planets. Are you planning on getting a raise or promotion?
I hope I get a raise. It'll be a little one. I'm on salary, so it'll be a percentage. But I am up. I could, if I wanted to, change to another department. Of course, you have to post for it. But there's still a couple more things I want to learn at my job. I mean, but I'm open to that. Yes, that could happen. I'm not sure. More responsibility, maybe?
Well, here again, with the beautiful trines, because it goes back up into with a sextile to that Jupiter, okay?
Okay.
So I've just made a whole circle dance with all these planets, and it goes from the 10th to the 8th to the 4th, okay, is what it does. And so it tells me there's some kind of transformation and change for your own betterment. I would not. Of anything, looking at this chart, the aspects aren't that hard. I would not think that you would have a problem with this. I think you're overanalyzing it, and I think you really need to relax. Okay. Because in everything I see here, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're going to get acknowledged for it. What do you think, Alfreda?
I do. Thank you.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm just going to make one more comment. Because I really wanted to say this. I agree with everything that Jacqueline said. It's remarkable. I mean, you're so set up for promotion here. And you could get a raise, too, but I think you might have two choices here, okay? Because Jupiter is going to be passing over your Saturn, and it only does it every 12 years. And right now it's in perfect trine to your Mars and Scorpio and your Vertex, your electric ascendant in your chart, in the sixth house of work and service. So people are very aware of your dedication, your concentration, and you're trying to do the right thing. And with all of the work you do, you never step out of character. You're very kind. You step in with people. I agree with Jacqueline that they are going to recognize this at this time. This is beautiful.
All right.
Well, it's due time, believe me. It's due time. No, but I really enjoy my job. It keeps me mentally stimulated. I like it a lot. I hope
boredom
I can retire there.
Boredom's your worst enemy, isn't it? Boredom is your worst enemy. I get that.
I know. You're right. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Charts are usually
God
accurate.
Bless you.
They don't lie.
Yeah. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much, both of you.
All right. God bless. Happy Valentine's. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. It's like everything's lining up there to finally gift her with what she's earned. Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I just love it all the way around.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Great. Erico 203, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Yes, Pat from Connecticut.
Yeah, 7-12-53.
Oh, yeah, you're just born a couple weeks before me.
Right.
Nice. Okay, let's see what's going on. Do you have a special question for us tonight?
I can't believe the obstacles that are continually being set up. It's so bad at this point. I'm just, it's just really, really bad.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your chart, okay, and I'm born with Uranus conjunct Mars conjunct the Sun, and all these planets moved to Capricorn have been absolutely whacking the heck out of me, too, okay? And you also were born with Saturn and Neptune in Libra. The beautiful thing about that is that Saturn's exalted in Libra, okay, and it's conjunct Neptune, which means you can manifest your dreams. But sometimes your security is so important and your nurturing is so strong that you put so much on your plate, don't you?
I've done less and less the past couple of years.
Okay.
Mainly because I keep getting things thrown at me. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And right now,
all I have is time to take care of the things that, you know, are just going haywire. You know, major, major things for 2 years. There's no time left for me to do anything except take care of another thing that comes up. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. And there's an awful lot of frustration lines because you feel like you've lost yourself in the battle, right?
I feel like I lost myself in the battle a long time ago. I now feel like there's no one in my corner. You know, when I try to be proactive and reach out for help and spend so much time understanding a situation and working on it, people are turning their backs on me because they're lazy. They don't want to, you know, do the job that they're supposed to do. It's just easier. And, you know, I'm at a loss.
Well, the good news is it's not going to last forever, okay? Jupiter's going to be moving forward in Pisces, and it's going to start to trine us, okay? The trines and blessing lines are coming in, but you've got a couple weeks to wait. I'm just telling you that right now. But I think things are going to get better. And because, again, you can only do what you can do with your own due diligence, and sometimes, again, it is up to the decision of other people. And if you run against a brick wall, sometimes you have to walk around it, fly over it, because the Capricorn forces have been very limiting for us that have a lot of planets in Cancer, okay? So you have to try a new venue. You have to try something else. Or you have to say, well, I'm not going to say never, but I'm not going to say right now I can't do any more than I've already done. Okay, and I understand, you know, how nurturing and how loyal you are, but at the same time, see, your Leo planets need to also have some kind of self-expression, okay, and that is coming to you when both Venus and Mars get into Aquarius in March, so I think if you just hang on a little while longer, things are going to start to turn, almost like when you see that sunrise in the morning and you haven't seen the sun in a week. It's going to be kind of like that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree. I like that analogy, okay, because this is a process. I'm sorry, Pat. We can't get you out of a process. If I could move these planets, believe
yes.
me, I would.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a big old bunch of water source, and I want to just take and just physically get into it and move these planets. But since we can't, okay, what I'm going to say is, when you're in the doghouse, make it a nice one, okay? Make it luxurious, comfortable, because you're going to be in it for a couple of months here, okay? It is easing, so I understand, you know, we talk about the planets and how they're fully saturated when they get to the nth degree. I understand that saturation point that you're in, that it's been a long journey to get where you are today. Okay, I do understand that saturation point, but it is shifting for your benefit. She talked about the Jupiter trines. There's all kinds of transitions over the next couple months that are going to actually assist you and free you and make it easier. It's going to make it easier for other people to assist you, as well as empower you to do some of this yourself. So it is about not looking at the time, not looking at how long it takes, not looking at what the circumstances are and the length of time it's taking to do these things, but it's about putting one foot in front of the other and having fun while doing it. Piece by piece, trusting in the process that this too shall pass, okay? That's what's going to make it easier on you right now. I want you to really pamper yourself, make yourself comfortable in this transition, because you're at that saturation point. You're almost at the end of this cycle to where things are going to start to move. And so I say, hey, have fun, relax, don't look at the timing, really move through it a little easier on yourself. It will end, I promise you.
And do appreciate that you have done your best every day. Do appreciate what you have done, what you have tried to do, even if you did not get the cooperation you were seeking. Appreciate the integrity of your own spirit in a difficult passage. Remember this. This is so important for your spiritual growth and your future happiness, which is coming to you. Okay?
Okay.
And you keep us posted, Pat, okay?
All right, thanks.
God bless.
Hang in there.
I get it.
Yeah, that's the end results of a long duration of a situation are always it's all water babies too. Okay, it's just like enough is enough. You know,
right.
You just have gone through so much, and I have such compassion for her right now as a result of that, that I know she's just so saturated right now, and it is tough to rise to the challenge of the joy of the day when you're that far into it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes you can't push the river, it has to flow by itself, and you have to enjoy the sound of the waves moving over the rocks and little fish jumping. And say to yourself, okay, maybe it's not time to jump in the boat and row. Maybe it is time to sit with my feet in the water and be still. And I think she needs to do a little bit more of that. Okay?
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Our next one is somebody that we both know and love. Hey, Deanna,
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm still here. And I was wondering what, before I say that, God bless you. Thank you for taking my call. I love you both.
Awesome. So what's shaking, lady?
Well, still looking for an attorney. I have not had any responses. So, and then the other part of it is towards Valentine's Day, and I'm looking for whether there's going to be an advancement in what you know about.
Aha. Okay. Let's see what we can see for you on this full moon coming up here, right around the corner. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Have you been working?
Half a day on Thursday.
Okay, because you do have some squares to your sixth house of work and service to the Capricorn forces, so I figured you were back working, you know, was what you do best. And so that looks good that you are going to at least be getting some of that coming into you. So that's encouraging because you're better when you're busy, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because both Mars and Venus are in trine to your Saturn in Virgo right now tonight. And we're talking about this, well, actually on the full moon. So I set you up against the full moon. And I kind of like that as well because you're trying to keep your yin-yang balance even though you're in an insecure time. So you're doing a good job, Deanna. You're doing a good job right now.
I have help from you and a few people. Thank you. And my Venus is in Capricorn, by the way. So
I don't know where it is now.
Yeah, your Venus is in very, very early Capricorn. So Venus and Mars have already passed over you. But they're heading for your part of fortune and your Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, in the sixth house of work and service. Oh, yeah. So they're heading in that direction. They're going to be there in 2 weeks. Okay, so good deal. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. The next fortnight, things are going to shift for you. And they're going to pass over Pluto, transiting on top of your Jupiter. So you're going to end up being empowered. I think you're going to get more opportunities to work, and it's going to increase your feeling of security and stability in an amazing way in just a couple of weeks. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I do
it's
agree.
Great.
I think work is definitely going to be picking up here in a couple of weeks. You know, what I am going to say about your love life is that I do think there's some encouraging news, but I don't think anything's really moving as fast or the way you would any time in the future. It's a process with that, not an event. So, again here, I say have patience with it.
Not tomorrow, then.
I don't think it's...
Not
tomorrow. I don't think tomorrow is going to be the transition day for this relationship.
Okay. Do you see any sign frame for the when this goes to trial and whether I can get an attorney? I've mentioned this to some people who are, you know, in the field.
I couldn't hear that question very well because there's noise in the background. I can't hear it.
Do I have any hopeful news about getting an attorney? I have mentioned it to some people in my work field.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, you do have some squares to the North Node in Aries right now, which means you should follow up on anything that's going on with people that give you a personal recommendation, because these people already know your good reputation, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to advise you to follow up on it and then see what comes back. Don't put yourself into a dither about it. Say, okay, I want to make contact. I'm going to see what's going on here. Because it's better to have more than one iron in the fire than it is to sit there and wait for someone who seems to drop the ball a little bit too much, okay? So I would just be very nice. I'd be very kind. I would just check it out. Just check it out, babe. That's what I want to tell you.
The trial date is not approaching yet?
It's not that soon.
Thank you very much. I love you both.
Okay.
And I might try to call you, you know, during the week. Thank you so much. Please leave me on so I can listen to the rest and to everybody that listens. Have a very
all right,
hour.
Girl. You got it. You got it, babe. All right. God bless
Big
you.
Hug.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some people have been just dealing with so many challenges over this past year and a half. It's been, like, absolutely out of control. Oh. But I'm so glad that we can use this ancient art to help them, Jacqueline. Really? How blessed are we?
That is. I am truly blessed that I have the gift of astrology. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy Sunday. Happy Valentine's Day weekend and tomorrow, too, and all the listening audience. Happy Valentine. Happy Love Day. And
Happy
Love Day
Valentine.
Is every day, starting with yourself. Thank you. How are you all doing, first of all?
Doing well.
Good. Okay.
So what would you like
here it is. I have a desire to learn coding, like different languages like Python, JavaScript, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I keep coming back to it. You know, I keep recycling back. And I have that mind of, I like to know, like, the coding, like, how do hackers get in and how to keep them out? How, you know, like, how does coding work? How does, as in, how does it work? Like, you learn it, and so that's it in a nutshell. My thing is, yes, I have a desire to learn it, and I keep coming back to it. It's the discipline and the focus. It's the sitting down and actually in front of the computer and actually found a free website, go to it, and start doing it versus, yeah, I want to learn how to do it. Why am I not in front of the computer? It's the same way with learning Spanish. I can speak some little poquito. And I've been going back and forth with that. I'm just giving an example for many, many years, 5, 10 plus, but I have not become fluent. So it's like, what is going on that I want to do this, but I won't, you know, it's me, you know, like sit down and discipline and focus myself. Where is that somewhere in my chart, and is it somewhere in my chart where I can help myself?
I think you haven't found the right teacher yet, but I think it's going to be coming to you. I think you need someone with hands-on experience. I think you need someone you can connect with. I know you're trying to do things for free and stuff. You're trying to work it out on your own. But even if it's a website that's free, there may be someone that puts it out there in such a way that it just clicks with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I'm an audiobook person. But I get a chance to listen to the person that's narrating before I buy the audiobook. And sometimes I'll hear the person and I'll hear them talking, and I'll be like, I don't want to listen to them. So then I find the same book that's read by somebody else, and oh my goodness, it overwhelms me, honey. I mean, I think you just haven't found the right teacher yet, but do keep looking because I think you're really close. I think you're really close.
Okay. Yeah, because the sites will offer like where they have a community. So you can join the community and people from beginners to advanced and network, you know, with the people in the community. But I'm just going like, is it somewhere in my chart where, you know, I want to do this, but yeah. So basically,
I think you're going to find the right teacher within a month. I think you're just a month away from this. It could be less, but I think it's that close. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with everything you said. I can't even say enough of it. It's funny how we both look at the chart, and as she's doing this, I'm going,
we're kindred souls, baby. You're my soul sister. Of course we did.
I give you the same advice for this. Again, Saturn sometimes, you know, makes it hard for discipline. And it's in Uranus now. And it's going through that 11th house of enlightenment. And so sometimes, again, I agree with Aphrodite, sometimes that makes us a little bit more lazy because we're not motivated. But I have to say, I agree with her that I would keep searching for the right community, the right person, whatever it is. Because, again, here, I don't think you've found the right one yet. And when you do, whoever you buddy up with or whoever you team up with is, because you're a very hands-on girl, Sylvia. You're not normal, okay?
Oh, my God.
We don't mean that in a bad way. We mean you're not normal. You're extraordinary. Okay, we don't mean that in a bad way, Sylvia.
No, I didn't take it in a bad way. I didn't. I'm just going to say, will you please clarify that a little bit? Like, please clarify that a little bit, Ms. Jacqueline. But no, I didn't take it personal. No, I did not. I didn't take it bad. I know it's all good.
Well, you know, think of it this way, Sylvia. Most people walk around and they, you know, they're walking along sure-footed and everything else. You don't walk on the ground. You walk 3 feet above the ground and kind of float along.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, she does.
Highly unique compared to the average person. That's what I say you're not normal is because you have a higher vibration level and you run at a higher level than others do. Okay? So
thanks for the compliment.
But you're not normal. Okay? And so going back to my point here, you need the right teacher, you need the right person to connect with to be able to do this. And I really think if you I have to agree with Aphrodite. If you keep searching here, I think you'll find it really soon.
Okay, so will this be a great career? Because at 60, I don't want to blunder through life like I did earlier part of my life. You know, I know I'm not old. I kind of feel like and think like, you know, I'm maturing and I keep maturing mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but I don't want to be on the wrong career path. But I know that, you know, one thing I like, how does it work? What makes this tick? How do these people get in, you know, keep them out, have a career, be I become a contractor or work for another company? So at this age in my life, so basically the question is at this age, this time in my life, as I continue to mature and grow, would this be a great career for me to learn these programs and have a career in them?
I'm going to say yes, because I think what's going to happen is you're going to do this until you decide to retire. You're probably going to even do this beyond retirement age. That's what I'm seeing. Okay? So I think this is a way to keep yourself forever young, very mentally vital, very stimulated, and you'll help people. Because, see, again, they're going to see you as somebody that's older like they are, too. And you need to step in and help them. And what's going to happen is you're going to be kind of like their, I want to see their electronic savior. Okay? So
go for it.
Go for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Anything else I need to know before we go? Ms. Jacqueline, comment. Commentary, comment.
Okay. Realize, first of all, your moon is in Scorpio. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, your Mercury is in Pisces in the 12th house.
Right. Correct.
Okay. To add to this. Okay, and there's a beautiful grand trine with your Mars, okay? Your Jupiter is in Aquarius. When you say, is this the right thing for me to do? Yes, because what you emotionally connect to is transforming and changing people that are being victimized, okay? The Jupiter aspect to this is it gives you technology to be able to do it. To keep your eye on the goal of what you're doing. You, where this core issue comes from is your passion for helping the victim.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah, but I have learned and I'm still learning. Every victim will not receive help, let alone guidance. I just experienced this a few days ago. A woman, young lady,
Sylvia,
20. Yeah.
Sylvia, listen to this, okay? Because if you do coding and you figure out how to defend against these hackers, masses that you can help with that without somebody asking you, because once you've figured it out, that one trick that you're going to do is going to help a whole bunch of people.
Okay.
So it's not the one-on-one that's going to do it. It's, again, we're looking at it in a bigger picture of helping out society, not one individual at a time.
Oh, got you.
Okay.
All right.
So that's
all right,
the reason why
you've got to do it. Huh?
That's the reason why you've got to do it.
Yep.
Okay.
And
yes.
One more thing before you go. Watch your blood sugar.
Oh, yes. Yes. I even got some more natural help with that. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Good girl.
Yes, yes.
I figured you were on top of it, but I just wanted to say I see it. Okay.
Thank you both. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, I found a natural alternative to go with the meds along with what I'm chewing and what I'm swallowing, what I'm consuming. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes. And you know
so
what?
Thank you all.
Know when it's the end of the day. I know you've been chewing on it too long, spit it out, and wait till the next morning, okay? I'm just saying.
Oh, gotcha. I love you all more. It is 5:55. I'm going to yield the floor to see if you all could possibly get somebody else in that may be waiting. You all have a great, fantastic weekend and Valentine's Day as well. And treat yourself to some chocolate.
God bless you, girl. Same here. All right.
Leave me on
night.
Home. I'm going to listen for the next person. Thank you.
We can probably fit in. We've got 4 minutes. Okay, love.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay.
What a sweetheart. Got one more left. She's not on hold for 50 minutes. Let's take her. Or him. I'm not
okay.
sure who it is.
Let's go.
Area code 201. You're on the air. Sorry for the wait.
Hi, ladies. This is Jackie.
Jackie, how are you?
I'm okay. I was just listening to the show. I thought I wasn't going to have enough time. I have a meeting coming up in February regarding the arbitration, and I just want to see what to expect. It was actually a complaint I made a year ago.
When's your birthday, Jackie? Because I got 5 Jackies on here.
1/5/1965.
Gotcha. And you were born in London. Where do you live now?
New Jersey.
What city?
Patterson.
York?
P-A-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Got
yeah.
it. All right.
I didn't want to say it because it's a public job.
Oh, well, it's okay. There's probably a lot of Jackies that live there. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh. What is the arbitration about?
Unfair labor practices. Just getting a lot of work, overextended activities, and it pretty much throws everything off outside of work because it's like I'm never done.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, it's going to be that way all year. You've got a T-square that's going on, that's a process, and the key here is balance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the key word here is balance. And you also have to take care of yourself in the process, okay? Now, you just had Venus and Mars pass over your sun, and there's some nice trines here for you. So you need to keep your yin-yang energy balanced as well as you can with the stresses you're under so that this does not become a physical issue, okay? I'm just telling you this because I think you need to know it. Okay.
Yeah, I have been trying to deal with the physical aspect of it because it did become a physical issue.
Yeah. Yep. And now, do you have emotional support right now?
Most people around me don't understand it because they can't see it. If you don't relate to it, you can't see it. I mean, I practice mindfulness. I do my own meditation. I do my own work at home.
Okay.
Sometimes I can tune it out, but I'm just like the previous caller that was talking about changing directions with her career. I'm like, enough. I'm surrounded by a lot of people who don't want to do anything, but I'm expected to do a lot.
Right. We're about to go off the air, but we're going to still continue to talk to you, honey, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what we're seeing here, see, Jupiter's only in Pisces every 12 years. And it's in there for a year. Now, this year it's going to do a little dance, okay? But it's not going to do enough of a dance to really completely help you, but it is going to help your midheaven star, which is your high aspiration as far as your soul's purpose. Because your midheaven, where you live now, right on your crown chakra, is at 2 degrees of Sag. So as Jupiter goes in and out of Aries, which is going to do a couple times this year, you are going to get a reprieve, okay? So you're going to be going through, I want to say, 4 chapters this year. And so it's a process and not an event. So if you can keep your higher mind together as you go into the process, knowing it will ultimately serve you, I think you'll do okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I say the same thing. This is a process. Okay, be mindful of your health, be mindful of your body, okay? Timing is everything, and I know it's difficult. Saturn is getting ready to release itself here in the next couple of months from your moon, okay? There are pieces of relief, like Aphrodite said, okay? Keep your eye on it. Make sure that you go through the process. The whole thing, okay, you have a beautiful grand trine in this process that's really helping the situation out because as long as you stay within your personal truth, as long as you stand for what your personal truth is for and keep working on that particular part, it will pay off in the long run. Okay? So make sure that you stay true to your soul of what your true soul is saying is right. And you'll get there, okay?
Right, because I do feel that what don't kill you makes you stronger.
It is.
At times I feel like Mikey from Life. I think you remember Mikey.
And what I'm going to say about this is find the comedy and humor in the situation. You have a Mercury and a Venus in Sag. So you have a demented sense of humor. Use it.
Use it. Demented, right? Listen.
It's a good thing.
You can't make it
up.
God. Matter of fact, the new things that I had to kind of teach myself so that I could turn around and teach it, my game plan is to use it when I'm on the other side of this. You know, it's just that it seemed like once I get comfortable with something else or just when I finally got a handle of it, then you go and switch again, but it's not being done to other people.
Well, and here, keep your eye on yourself and doing this. And again, find the comedy and humor in it, and you'll make it through the end. And remember that some people have, they have a tunnel vision, and they haven't looked through the window that you see. And sometimes it takes them a long time to turn their head and look at it in a different window. Okay?
Okay.
Have to wait
don't
for
lose
them
your
to...
vision in that process. Don't lose your vision in that process. Don't let others deter you right now. And there's some people that are around you right now. You have to qualify how long you let them stay in your energy field. You have to say no.
I know.
You don't have to kick them to the curb. But you have to say, not yet, not now. Can't do it right now. You know, you can be kind, but don't let others drain you right now. And you need to put up some kind of a shield, a soft shield, because you don't like to be mean. I get that. But you need to put up some kind of soft shield and know when to turn your damn phone off. Know when it's not worth any of the argument. It's okay to have a separate piece until you can find a new way. Take it a day at a time more. I have a feeling the way your chart looks out right now that you are trying to take care of yourself to a certain degree. But sometimes the worry gets out of control, and we want to get you back to that sentient being that you are. Take some time at the end of the day just to reflect. I think it's going to save you a lot of anguish later. Say, okay, I see what I did today. I see everything I did today. So I'm in it to win it. And it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks or if they get it or not. I am doing my mission here on Earth, and that's what I am here for. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
You keep
I appreciate
us posted,
it.
Babe. God bless you.
I will.
You have a happy Valentine's tomorrow, okay?
You too. Namaste, ladies.
Namaste. Take care, Jackie. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, God bless. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North, and you can reach me at 540-613-1070. Jacqueline is not only doing all this work, but she's also teaching now in Vero Beach. Jacqueline, tell them where they can find you.
Okay. You can call me at 772-286-2720.
Happy Valentine's.
Have a good week. Happy Valentine's Day. Good night.
Good night.